Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, chapter 20.
Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, gasping for breath.
They took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him.
Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran, neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter. Stooping to look in, he saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, observed the linen cloths lying there, and the kerchief used to cover his head not lying with the linen cloths but separate, neatly folded by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence, and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white, one at the head, the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her,
"Woman, why do you weep?"
"They took my master, and I don't know where they put him."
After she said this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that he was the gardener, said,
"Sir, if you took him, tell me where you put him so I can care for him."
Jesus said, "Mary." Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
meaning
teacher.
Jesus said, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples.
"I saw the Master."
And she told them everything he said to her.
Mary goes to the tomb early in the morning and finds the tomb has been opened. She runs to the disciples. Can I imagine what she is thinking? Do I feel afraid that someone has taken him? Does that make me miss him more? Imagine you are Peter or John, the other disciple, running to the tomb. Does the cool morning air sting my lungs? Can I imagine the race, neck and neck, to see what happened? When I get there, do I wait and look in? Or do I run right in to see where Jesus is? Thank you. the disciples go back home? Do they dare let themselves think that maybe Jesus is alive? As we hear the story again, stay with Mary. What is her experience at the tomb like?
Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, gasping for breath.
They took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him.
Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran, neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter. Stooping to look in, he saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, observed the linen cloths lying there, and the kerchief used to cover his head not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence, and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white, one at the head, the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her,
"Woman, why do you weep?"
"They took my master. And I don't know where they put him."
After she said this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that he was the gardener, said,
"Sir, if you took him, tell me where you put him so I can care for him."
Jesus said, "Mary." Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
meaning
"teacher."
Jesus said, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples.
"I saw the Master."
And she told them everything he said to her.
Mary follows the disciples back to the tomb and stays when they go home. "Can I hear the angel ask why I'm crying?" Then Mary turns and sees Jesus and thinks he is a gardener. Was he gardening? What do I see him doing? Can I recognize him? Mary recognizes him when he says her name. Can I imagine him saying my name? How does that feel? Can I imagine how excited Mary was? Jesus had to tell her to let go of him and go tell the disciples. Can I let that excitement bubble up in me? As we end this time of story and prayer, what would I like to say to the disciples about meeting Jesus? What would I like to say to Jesus, seeing him face to face and alive?
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you. asleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? At as your fingers relax, what did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side slowly like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God and leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off to sleep.